welcome into episode number 224 of the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
And we don't know either. Wait, I'm just going to wait. That's backwards.
Bye.
Yeah, see you later. Sorry, I just was thinking of all of the words that I'm going to mispronounce this episode, and it's giving me great anxiety. So,
that one right.
Yeah. So why don't one of you guys kick it off first?
I'll start.
Okay.
Oh, back-to-back weeks starting. Okay, hey. Michael. Oh.
Hey, you know, you need your top guy in the lead off. I'm just saying. So, as everybody knows, every state has a maximum temperature, like a record maximum temperature, right?
Yes.
Okay. I would argue that nobody really knows what the maximum temperature is.
In recorded history.
I'm not saying you know what it is. I'm saying everybody knows that there is a record somewhere.
Okay. Yeah. I would, yeah.
So this is coming from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. So they
NOAA,
thank you. They track all that. So which two states have the lowest maximum temperature? Does that make sense?
Yes.
So you're saying their highest temperature was the lowest across all states?
All 50 states.
Correct. So like California, Death Valley is the highest among all the states because Death Valley is like, whatever, 140 or something.
134. I'm just taking a quick look through the list.
Oh, yeah, I've been in Death Valley. It's hot.
Yeah, so California would be the highest average high temperature.
Right, among the 50 states.
So that being said, I know for a fact that like, the average high in like San Francisco is lower than the average low in like Florida.
Right.
Something along those lines.
Okay. I think that it would be silly to not guess Alaska.
Okay. Alaska is one of them.
Okay. Cool.
That was your gimme.
Yeah.
Check.
What's the question? We're not looking for number one.
It's a tie.
So it's Alaska's one of them.
What's the temperature? Can you tell us that?
Yeah, their maximum temperature ever recorded, 100 degrees.
100 degrees?
100 degrees Fahrenheit.
So every state has reached over 100 degrees at some point, at some location.
It would appear so. And this actually, one of the things I like about this site is it tells you where it happened. So this was in Fort Yukon, Alaska, was where they got this 100.
Where they hit the 100.
And that was on June 27th, 1915.
Wow. Cool. When did they start recording this? Do you know? Or like, what's the earliest year?
I'm kind of looking through. There's a couple in here from 1913. Seems to be the 1911 in Maine.
It's like 3 weeks ago in D.C.
Right. It felt like it almost.
Hot as hell.
It looks like 1911 would be kind of that first record that they seem to put out.
Okay. So back since 1911, give or take. All right. So the other one would be, it's got to be something weird. Otherwise, he wouldn't ask the question.
Right. No, that's what makes this interesting. Alaska doesn't make it interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to like New England-y, like Maine or Vermont,
New Hampshire.
Nope.
Wisconsin, Minnesota, or Michigan.
None of those.
Wow.
Idaho or North Dakota.
Oh, maybe it's, hang on. Okay. Crazy guess. Okay. Not really that crazy. Rocky Mountains, Colorado.
It's not Colorado.
It's a good guess.
Thank you.
Makes all sense in the world. Montana.
Not Montana.
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado.
It doesn't make it. I got to eliminate all the southern states.
Missouri, okay. Tennessee.
I'll let you know when you hit it.
Illinois.
Oklahoma.
Nope.
Indiana.
No, this is getting boring.
Arizona, New Mexico, right. Texas.
I'm just going to give it to you because you guys, I guarantee you're not going to get it. Matching Alaska, Hawaii.
Hawaii, the highest ever recorded temperature in Hawaii is 100 degrees.
In Pahala, 21 is the location here in 1931.
That's amazing.
Right?
You're right. That literally would have been my 50th guess unless I went alphabetically. Right. I almost got there. I was up to Connecticut.
No, you got to Connecticut and Lindsay interrupted. I was like, I was going to tell him when he hit it.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, cool.
So this, like I said, this is according to NOAA. So, you know, solid, reputable.
What's the low in Hawaii? Like the all-time recorded low. Has it ever snowed in Hawaii? I bet you it's never hit 32.
Dude, does it count if you're in caves?
Hawaii.
Does that count as a recorded temperature?
No, it's like underground.
At the Mauna Kea Observatory in 79, 12 degrees.
12 degrees
in
Hawaii.
They have snow on some of the mountains, don't they?
Yeah.
I guess that makes
Mauna Kea
sense.
Mauna Kea is, one of their volcanoes, if memory serves.
Right, okay, fine.
I was going to say those mountains.
I will tell you that Alaska's minimum is also negative 80.
Yeah, so, that would also be the lowest.
Which I'm taking sure. A quick scan through, yeah. But pretty sure it's the lowest.
Yeah, because Hawaii is way south.
Right.
So you would just think it would be hotter.
No, that's
it's like a temperate rainforest climate.
Right.
So
I remember when we were out there, we were out there in May for a wedding a couple years back, mm-hmm. and it did nothing but rain. Like, so it was, everything was nice and cool, but it was we were on a zip line tour.
Yeah. I mean,
soaked.
I was out there, I'm going to say 6 years ago.
Right.
And I want to say it was 95 degrees for the week that I was there. Was hot. Apparently it was almost as hot as it ever has been.
Right.
Well, yeah. Caribbean temperatures are always like that in the summer too. Yeah. So you would think that Hawaii would, cool. Yeah, I would have just assumed I never would have got it. Nice fact, Michael. You're setting the bar really high. Good leadoff hit.
Yeah.
Excellent.
You want to go next?
I can if you'd like me to.
I don't know what the next topic is going to be, so I know mine will not lead into anything.
Well, I know last week that I did not talk about death or females, I don't believe, if I remember correctly. So those are my usual two facts. So I'm not going to talk. I'm just going to talk about the lady. She's very cool. So I found out about her because there was a rumor that had been told through reporters and forever. She's one of the first women to interview sitting presidents.
Okay.
And the rumor went around that John Quincy Adams was taking a little swim in the Potomac, butt naked, like John Quincy Adams liked to do.
As you do, yeah.
As you do. And she sat on his clothes and refused to move until he answered her questions.
Well, that, I guess, would work.
Unconfirmed reports.
Right.
That's a hell of a story, if nothing else.
So we've come a long way in the last, 250 years or whatever it is, with the, the Montana congressman body slamming the reporter for asking him questions.
Yeah, I saw that article.
He won that election.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so this woman's name was Anne Royal. She published a bunch of travel articles and had a bunch of papers. She's one of the first female journalists in the country and was just really a badass from what I've been reading of her.
Right.
Her other claim to fame was that she was the first woman in North America convicted of being a common scold. S-C-O-L-D. Any ideas what a common scold is?
A nag?
I don't think that's illegal.
It sounds
though.
Like a derogatory term.
It
right?
really does.
Lindsay is definitely a common scold.
Yeah, that's actually a perfect segue because
is that accurate?
occasionally I would definitely say so, but it's specific to basically being an annoying, loud woman.
Uh huh.
That's illegal.
It was at the time, I guess.
Yeah, so she got convicted of this because a lot of the politicians in Washington were getting really ticked at her meddling in all of their affairs and publishing all these things about her. Two other journalists actually paid her $10 fine, her $10 scold fine, because other punishments would be ducking and they put you in the river on one of those chairs.
Yeah.
They, in medieval,
like a witch?
Yeah. In medieval times, this didn't happen in America. She was obviously the first one convicted in 1829.
Man, talk about laws we should bring back.
they would have people wear, it was called a bridle,
Muzzle?
Well, it's specifically a bridle. It's almost like what a horse would wear. Okay. And they put it on women, and if you moved your tongue, it would basically put sharp barbs into your tongue.
Okay.
So you couldn't move or talk. Yeah. So,
man, you're just all about the BDSM recently.
I actually researched this before I'd watched that movie.
Speaking of which, are you aware that the tip of your finger is purple?
Oh, yeah, I have a rubber band on it because I was... I was just thinking about
that. It's so distracting.
Sorry.
You're waving your hands around while you're talking, and just one tip of one finger is bright purple.
Oh, well, I had a rubber band wrapped around it, or a ponytail. Hair tie, yeah. I don't know. I didn't even notice. I was just talking. Okay, so the question, roundabout way. So when was common scold law declared unconstitutional in the United States?
She was arrested when? 1829?
She was arrested in 1829,
God, I'm hoping the answer is 2015.
Right.
or it hasn't been overturned. It's still on the books. One of those weird laws in Indiana. Right.
Yeah. So it's called a Scold's Bridle was the uh-huh. gag made out of metal. And specifically, an angry woman who, by brawling and wrangling amongst her neighbors, disturbs the public peace. And it was a crime that only women could commit.
Okay. So this we're talking about late 1700s with the Adams presidency. Yes.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm going to throw out like 1954.
See, I'm going to say this is like one of those things like Alabama finally...
Was the last one to, yeah.
I don't remember, but it was like an equal rights amendment of some sort. I would say like 1996.
I'm just going to split the difference because it was 1972.
Okay, I see.
1972, yeah. A woman was convicted. I don't know much about that case except that she was convicted of it and it kind of went up the ways. Any guesses as to which state?
Was the last one?
Yeah.
I got to go with Michael, like Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana.
Oh, this screams Florida to me.
Nope.
Okay.
New Jersey.
New Jersey was the last one. That makes so much sense.
Yeah. So pretty kind of crazy. And I'll put a bunch of things in the link dump from Library of Congress and a lot of write-ups about her and her life because she was so incredibly interesting. They didn't used to, you had to, if you wanted your pensions, if you're a war widow, uh-huh. you had to go in and like declare your case in front of Congress as to why you should get your pension.
Okay.
And she's like,
man, back when Congress used to do something.
Right.
Oh, just decide if a widow is worth it.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, come on.
Oh, hey, yeah. Look, that's more than they do now.
Call what you want. It was action.
Oh, rolling my eyes at you, but yeah, Common Scold, Anne Royal, very interesting stuff.
I'm not gonna say. I would say if you were gonna lead with, oh no, this is a case that came out of New Jersey, and then asked what year, I was like, okay, what year was Jersey Shore premiered on MTV? Because I guarantee it's the year right before that,
right? Whatever that was, yeah, allowed them to do the show
exactly.
All right, so my interesting fact is, like I said, did I say that on the podcast or beforehand? I might have said it beforehand.
It all blends together.
Yeah, it's I think I said it prepping for it. My interesting fact is just gross.
Okay. Cool, great.
Cool.
Here's my question. How much skin does the average human being shed in their lifetime?
Oh, in their lifetime. Because you've asked something similar, or Sean McGrath did
Sean did.
Yeah, about like subways and metros and things. Right. Or like what percentage of air you breathe is human
filled
skin.
Human
skin.
Yeah. Well, it's like, what is it? It's like 90% of like dust is like human skin or something like that. Gross.
Yeah. So how much skin you shed in a lifetime?
Yeah. And let's go with pounds.
Can I ask how many times have you been sunburned?
Yeah, that's fair.
The average sunburn.
So not my level of skin.
Not your level exactly. of skin loss.
Actually...
No.
Well, no, I am very OCD about my sunscreen application.
Yeah, you've killed hundreds of millions of fishes.
This is true.
I am not. I turn lobster red. Like okay. bright lobster red. Blech. It sucks.
I'm Greek. I turn a nice golden brown.
The dream. Okay, so how much? I wouldn't even know where to begin to calculate this. You want it in pounds?
I want it in pounds.
I'm going to say based on just some knowledge I think I have, but I'm not 100% off. 100% on. I'm gonna say about 80 pounds.
Okay.
In your life.
I'm really upset that it's not in. I'm picturing the snake skins.
Uh huh.
And I wanted to know
right.
How many people shells, like how many of your person do you shed?
Right. Yeah. No, I was reading something earlier that had like something similar to that calculation. But yeah, it was like the entire human being sheds like the entire outer layer of skin every year or whatever.
Okay. I still have no. I know that skin does not weigh that much. Well, I mean,
skin flakes.
Yeah. Obviously, skin on your body, it's thick. And actually, how much would your skin weigh if it was completely taken off of you?
A lot.
I need to know.
they have okay. Again, they had that somewhere. I was reading it earlier, but I don't remember.
So Michael says 80 pounds. That seems reasonable. I have no idea where to guess for this. So. I'll split the difference and I'll say 40 pounds.
40 pounds.
But I also wouldn't be opposed to it being like 140 pounds.
It's 2 tons. No. It is, in fact, 77 pounds.
Oh, it was pretty close.
So Michael was closest, but he went over, so Lily wins.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, Michael, that's really good.
Yeah.
I took
77.17, about 35 kilograms, roughly.
See, I thought I remembered like something that I just thought of a while back was you lose a pound of skin every year.
So I got to
80 by thinking, okay, average age, average lifespan. Okay, you lose a pound a year.
Sure. That's really good basic math. I mean, that's one of those like interview questions that they don't care what your answer is. They want to know how you came to that conclusion.
Exactly.
So. I'm trying to research about skin, and it's a whole bunch of things about like skin pinches and how to calculate them and then your body percentage. And it's like, it's too much. It's too much.
Right. How much skin is lost during an average BDSM set? No, okay.
Oh my goodness. Oh my.
Nick's on a one track kind of mind right now.
But yeah, okay, wow. You were not kidding that your fact is pretty gross. Yeah. How did you find it?
I have no idea. It's just one of those things that I have in my phone. It's just when we do this, whenever I'm on my phone, wherever I'm looking at stuff, Facebook articles or just random things on Wikipedia or whatever it is, and I see something that's interesting, I screenshot it. And I save it to a file on my phone that's for podcasts. So I've got like 30 different random screenshots for stuff. So cool. That's why I never have to look for an interesting fact. I always have one.
Cool.
Oh, there you go.
Well, I actually have a bonus fact, if you don't mind.
Sure.
So Miss Universe, you guys know the pageant.
Yes,
I'm familiar.
Cool. So which country has won the most Miss Universe titles?
I actually saw this article, so I will move myself.
Okay. I feel like we've talked about this before.
Well, I mean, we've talked about pageants and things, and we've definitely, you know, if you're an alien, I would be super pissed that you weren't invited, because it's been 100% Earthlings have won so far. It's been a sweep.
Right. Come on, rest of Universe. You're really not pulling your weight.
Yeah.
All right. So, Miss Universe pageant. I'm going to say not the United States, even though it's generally held here, isn't it?
It's all over the world, but it's been held in the U.S.
All right. I know that like there's a ton of them from like South America. Like yeah. Africa hasn't won a whole lot of them. So that eliminates a lot of countries right off the bat. Asia hasn't won a ton of them.
Yeah.
So that eliminates it. It has to be a South American country. So I'm going to say, I guess, just one of the bigger ones like Brazil or
Brazil
Argentina.
Brazil has won two.
Just two?
Brazil is one too. Yep.
Huh.
And they're known, and that's the stereotype. That's what they're known, the beautiful women.
Right. Brazil or Argentina or Venezuela, I guess, would be the three most populous countries.
Venezuela is close.
Okay.
In that they have second.
Okay.
Most with seven.
Okay.
Third, the Philippines and Sweden.
Okay.
Sorry. Fourth, Philippines and Sweden with three wins.
Okay.
Puerto Rico is third with five wins.
Really? Okay.
Venezuela is second with seven. And
seven
first?
I have no idea.
You've said it.
Is it the United States?
It is the United States.
Oh, okay.
States.
Good for us.
Most recently won in 2012. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go.
It's kind of like the New England Patriots of Miss Universe.
Yeah.
Just like.
Yeah.
Well, exactly, they're either going to win or they're going to be in the top three.
I've said this before that the United States in Olympic plays like the Yankees. The rest of the world wants us to lose. And it was an analogy. Right.
We're the evil empire.
I had to come up with. I was like, oh, man, it's so true, though. So anyway, what is the maximum age you can be to apply to be Miss Universe? My follow-up question.
29,000.
Oh, wait, that actually might be. I was going to say like 24.
It is 28.
Okay.
And any ideas what the oldest Miss Universe contestant? Who
I'm
won?
I'm going with 26.
I'm going to stick with 24.
26 is right.
Hey.
A couple people won. U.S., Philippines, Venezuela. Venezuela was 25, but USA and Philippines are both 26.
I think that feeds back into the thing I used for the podcast a couple of weeks ago about like what age you're best at things. I think 26 was like most attractive. The
yeah.
opposite sex or something
and,
like that.
And at 27, I've now really phased out of the Miss Universe. But you could still apply. Something, has there been a moment where there's something that should have been obvious, but you learned it and it blew your mind?
I can't come up with something right now, but I'm certain there has been.
I'm going to say that the highest temperature in Hawaii was 100 degrees. I think that's a pretty good, that kind of blew my mind.
Yeah, so, okay, so it's Miss Universe. M-I-S-S. Miss.
Ms. Yeah. Not Ms. Miss.
Miss.
Yes.
Yeah. So they have a question on their FAQs on the website that said, can I be married? And the answer to that question was no, you cannot be married or pregnant.
But there is a Mrs. Universe that they can apply to, correct?
I'm sure there is.
But you cannot have ever been married, nor had a marriage annulled, or given birth or parented a child.
Right, because you wouldn't be Miss.
Well, that was my question, what is the definition of miss? Because I feel like that's, to me, in my brain, an unmarried person. But that doesn't necessarily matter if you have a kid or not, right? I didn't know. But yeah, you can't. What I'm saying is Miss Universe is not all about the moms. You can't even be divorced. You can't, nothing to apply. You can compete more than once, which is kind of interesting in state pageants. But yeah. Kind of
so
big news.
Has there ever been anybody that was like, you know, 9-time Miss, you know, Vermont contestant or whatever?
I can't imagine.
They have like strict rules as to like the seasons of.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Come on.
What are you looking?
I'm trying to look up Ms., Miss, and Mrs. And like, well, there's no like, where the hell is the etiquette page? I've got old Miss admissions. That really doesn't help me. It's the internet is too full.
Too much information. Yeah. But anyway, that was just my bonus fact today because I saw that and thought, huh, I wouldn't have guessed Venezuela. I also would have guessed Brazil and wouldn't have guessed the U.S. and certainly felt old. And certainly felt very old. Okay. Right. Well, we will report back on the Mrs. debacle next week.
Yeah, well, I guess we're going to have to.
I had one other thing, too, that I thought was kind of cool. I wanted to get your guys' sense on it. I saw this, I think it was an Italian commercial from Nescafe.
Okay.
That basically, like, it's like, oh, it's hard to make relationships and so. And it's, so they have this bench. It's a red bench. And generally people will sit at either end of it and drink their coffee. And as they're sitting there, the bench gets closer together.
Okay.
And it's kind of encouraging people to kind of talk and get to know somebody new and stuff like that. I just thought it was a really cool thing. We'll post the link in the link dump.
Yeah.
How close does it get? Is there like a stopping point?
Yeah, no, it gets to a stopping point where it's probably, I'd say the thing's probably 5 or 6 foot across, you think?
Yeah, something along those lines. It's just like a standard like block bench that two people can sit on with like enough space for a person in between them comfortably.
Right.
But it moves. So when does the timer start? Like, what's the mechanism?
I don't know if it's somebody triggering
it. I'm sure
it
was just somebody triggering it.
Yeah.
It would have to be.
But
that's a lot of power.
You got somebody, and it gets them within 2 or 3 feet of each other.
Yeah, it gets them right up next to each other.
Do like people know that they're sitting on it?
They realize. Well, when the thing starts moving, they go, they're kind of freaking out.
I'm shocked that more people didn't like immediately jump up.
Right.
I mean, if the thing you're sitting on starts moving on its own, you're pretty much going to get off of that thing, right?
Right.
Yeah. No, definitely.
No, I just thought it was a cool little ad. I was just wondering what your guys' thought was. If you were sitting on this bench and all of a sudden it starts moving you towards the person that's on the other end of the bench, what's your reaction to that?
Who's the person on the other end of the bench? That's my first question.
Yeah, it's Miss Universe.
Yeah, exactly. Miss Venezuela.
Yeah, I would get up and then look at the person and be like, did you see what I see? You know. I'm picturing though the trash compactor from Star Wars getting closer and closer and closer, and that's what I'm picturing.
Right. Similar mechanism,
I assume. I'm sure it's the same thing. You're gonna pick up a post and like stick it in between you and the other person to make sure you can't possibly get any closer to them.
Exactly. Okay, cool. Secret phrase. I thought of the one last week, so
that blew my mind.
That blew my mind. Easy and peasy.
Yep.
I think that's the expression. Woo-hoo!
That is the expression. Exactly. You're 100% correct.
Cool.
Easy and peasy.
Easy and peasy.
You know what? New secret phrase.
New secret phrase.
Easy and peasy.
Easy and peasy. Cool. Done. Boom. Bada boom. Bada bing. Okay. This has been the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
We don't know either.
Bye.